So probably would the Human Z if its proponents were ever to succeed in producing it. The Great Apes. Although a few years ago it would have seemed the most implausible science fiction, it does not appear to me out of the question that, after a few years in such a verbal chimpanzee community, there might emerge the memoirs of the natural history and mental life of a chimpanzee, published in English or Japanese, with perhaps an As Told To after the byline. Carl Sagan, The Dragons of Eden. What can the great apes tell us about ourselves? If we are really the 98% chimpanzee, then surely self, mind, will, soul, spirit, and spirituality are just human forms of a normal animal brain function. Maybe the 100% chimpanzee can indeed help us understand ourselves. But this approach to understanding the human mind has run aground. Here are some of the reasons. The DNA evidence of similarity between humans and chimpanzees does not tell us what we need to know. Recall that only 4 nucleotides, A, C, G, T, write the entire genetic code, so a purely random assortment would report us as sharing 25% of our DNA with any known life form, whether or not it has a brain. Also, as evolutionary anthropologist Jonathan Marks reminds us, we share 40% of our DNA with fish, but no one suggests that fish are 40% of a human, or for that matter, that humans are 250% of a fish. Crude concepts like DNA sharing do not really provide much help in understanding the human mind, because it is the differences we need to know about, not the similarities. In any event, current estimates of how much DNA humans and chimpanzees share range from 95% to over 99%, depending on the rules chosen by the researcher making the estimate. So it is not even clear yet how much DNA we do share. Apes are not really a mirror for human behavior or thinking. Primatologists study apes to provide an evolutionary explanation for human behavior, particularly violent behavior. As a result, they tend to focus on behavior that is common, or at least interesting, among humans, even if it is rare among other primates. Robert Sussman of Washington University and Paul Garber of the University of Illinois pointed out recently, after a massive literature survey, that most apes are not even very social, let alone prone to violence.